palabra, la Biblia. Gracias por tu salvación. Gracias por los que han venido esta noche. Nos hablen por su palabra. Alienta a los creyentes y salvar a los que se han perdido. Te lo pedimos en el nombre de Jesús. Amén. Y me decide. Where does the preaching of the gospel begin? Where does the gospel begin?
¿Dónde empieza el evangelio?
So we look at the scriptures here, we find the writer of the book of Acts telling us when it began.
Cuando miramos aquí las escrituras, encontramos el escritor de Hechos nos dice dónde empieza el evangelio.
Who wrote the book of Acts?
¿Quién escribió el libro de los Hechos?
That's a question, it requires an answer.
Es una pregunta, requiere una respuesta.
Luke, Dr. Luke wrote the book of Acts.
El doctor Lucas.
I want you to see that in the first verse, The Dr. Luke tells us that the gospel began previously.
Quiero que vean en el primer versículo, Dr. Lucas nos dice que el evangelio empezó antes.
The work of spreading the gospel began previously.
El trabajo de esparcir el evangelio empezó antes.
Verse 1 says, "The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, all that Jesus began both to do and to teach."
Versículo 1 dice, "En el primer tratado, O Teófilo, hablé acerca de todas las cosas que Jesús comenzó a hacer y enseñar."
So what previous treatise did Luke write?
¿Qué fue el primer tratado?
The Gospel of Luke, that's right.
El Evangelio según San Lucas.
So Luke says in the first verse of the book of Acts, "The last book that I wrote to you, the book of Luke, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach."
Entonces Lucas dice en el primer tratado, el Evangelio de Lucas, ya os escribí acerca de lo que Jesús enseñó.
What did the preaching of the gospel begin with?
¿Con qué empezó la predicación del Evangelio?
It began with the provision, the punishment, and the payment of the Savior.
Empezó con la provisión, con el pago, y con el precio del Salvador.
The Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23.
La Biblia nos dice que todos han pecado y están destituidos de la gloria de Dios.
There's not one of us here tonight who can look at the Ten Commandments and say we've even kept the first one.
No hay ninguno de nosotros que podamos mirar los diez mandamientos y decir si quisiéramos hemos cumplido el primero.
How many of us have ever done something we knew God said we shouldn't do?
¿Cuántos de nosotros hemos hecho algo que Dios nos ha dicho que no debemos hacer?
I believe that would be all of us, including me.
Creo que será todos nosotros, incluyéndome a mí.
And how many of us have ever not done something we knew God said we should do?
¿Cuántos de nosotros no hemos hecho algo que Dios nos ha dicho que debemos hacer?
That would be all of us again, including me.
Otra vez será todos nosotros, incluyéndome a mí.
Do you realize that every time we know what God's will and His way is, and we choose our will and our way over His will and His way, we have broken the first commandment and made ourselves God of our lives.
Cada vez que nosotros sabemos lo que es la voluntad y la manera de Dios, y no hacemos lo que es la voluntad y la manera de Dios, hemos quebrantado el primer mandamiento que dice que no debe haber otro Dios sino Él.
We cannot even say we've kept the first of the Ten Commandments.
Ni podemos guardar el primer de los diez mandamientos.
And the Bible says, "He that keepeth the whole law and yet offendeth in one point is guilty of all."
La Biblia dice que el que guarda toda la ley pero ofende solamente en una parte es culpable de todo.
And the Bible says, "A holy God has declared that the soul that sinneth, it shall die."
La Biblia ha dicho que el Dios Santo ha declarado el alma que peca.
That's Ezekiel 18, verse 4.
Ezekiel 18, versículo 4.
"Because we have all sinned, we deserve the punishment for our sin."
Todos hemos pecado, merecemos la paga por nuestro pecado.
According to the Lord Jesus Christ, that only begins with a physical death,
de acuerdo al Señor Jesucristo, solamente empieza con la muerte física,
which is followed by hell,
y sigue el infierno,
which is followed by a terrible judgment at a great white throne,
y entonces después el juicio terrible en el gran trono.
And according to Revelation chapter 20, verses 14 and 15, lands us in a lake of fire for eternity.
De acuerdo a Apocalipsis capítulo 20, eso nos pone en un lago de fuego por toda la eternidad.
If each of us received what we deserve tonight, that is where we would be.
Si cada uno de nosotros recibiéramos lo que merecíamos, cada uno de nosotros estuviéramos ahí.
But praise God, He loves us.
Pero gracias a Dios, Él nos ama.
And He is not willing that any should perish, 2 Peter 3:9 tells us.
Y no quiere que ninguno de nosotros perezcamos, según la Biblia.
So what could God do that we might be forgiven of our sin and enter His holy heaven?
Entonces, ¿qué hizo Dios para que podamos ser perdonados de nuestro pecado y entrar al cielo?
He couldn't lower His standards.
No podía bajar sus estándares.
He couldn't change His laws.
No podía cambiar sus leyes.
He couldn't make it easier for us to try to get into heaven by ourselves.
No podía hacerlo más fácil para entrar al cielo por nosotros.
For if He did that, He would not be holy or righteous or just.
Porque si Él hiciera eso, no sería santo ni justo.
He has to be who He is.
Tiene que ser lo que es.
And the Bible tells us the only way that a holy, righteous, and just God could make a way for us to escape the punishment of our sin, but enter His holy heaven, is that someone who never sinned had to pay the penalty for everyone else who has.
La Biblia nos dice que la única manera que un Dios justo y santo podría hacer una manera para que nosotros, pecadores, entráramos a su cielo, alguien tenía que morir que era perfecto y justo y tomar nuestro lugar.
That lets us all out of the equation.
Y eso nos deja a nosotros fuera de la situación.
Because we have all sinned.
Porque todos nosotros hemos pecado.
And we are the ones who are deserving of death.
Y nosotros merecemos la muerte.
And so God had to send His own Son.
Entonces Dios tenía que mandar su propio hijo.
Galatians 4, verses 4 and 5 said,
Galatas 4, 4 y 5.
When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made Him a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons.
Galatas 4, 4 y 5 dicen que cuando el cumplimiento del tiempo llegó, Dios mandó a su Hijo bajo la ley para que nosotros pudiéramos ser librados de la ley.
God provided the Savior for us.
Dios proveyó el Salvador para.
There's only one person who's ever born on this world without sin, and that's Jesus Christ.
Solo hay una persona que jamás ha nacido en este mundo sin pecado, y eso es Jesús.
There's only one person who ever lived in this world without sinning, and that was Jesus Christ.
Solo hay una persona que vivió en este mundo sin pecar, y eso fue Cristo.
And because He was born the way He was, and He lived the way He did, He could die the way He did.
Y como nació la manera que nació y vivió la manera que vivió, él pudo morir la manera que murió.
And so God's word says that Christ was sent to the cross of Calvary not for any sin that He had ever committed, but for all of our sins.
La palabra de Dios nos dice que Cristo fue a la cruz del Calvario no para pagar su propio pecado, sino para pagar el pecado de nosotros.
2 Corinthians 5 verse 21 says, for He hath made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him.
2 Corintios 5, 21 dice, Él hizo a Cristo pecado por nosotros, el que nunca conoció pecado, para que nosotros fuésemos hechos la justicia de Dios en Él.
God not only provided His Son as the Savior for our sins, but He punished His own Son on the cross for our sins.
Dios no solamente proveyó a su propio Hijo para nuestros pecados, pero Él juzgó a su propio Hijo por nuestros pecados.
And on that cross, Jesus cried, consumado es.
Y en esa cruz, Cristo clamó, consumado es.
It's paid completely.
Es pagado completamente.
Salvation is a free gift.
La salvación es un regalo gratis.
We cannot work for it.
No podemos trabajar por
we
ello.
Cannot pay money for it.
No podemos pagar dinero por
we
ello.
Can't join enough churches or be baptized enough times to get it.
No podemos juntarnos con bastantes iglesias ni bautizarnos bastantes veces para poder obtenerlo.
The Bible says we must repent, Acts 3:19.
La Biblia nos dice que tenemos que arrepentirnos, Hechos 3:19.
Repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out.
Arrepentidos y ser convertidos para que sus pecados sean borrados.
Turn from your sin. Turn from anything else you ever trusted for your salvation. Turn to the Savior, Jesus Christ alone. Then believe on the Lord Jesus. In Acts 16, verse 31, it says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Believe that Christ paid for your sins. Believe that He rose from the grave for you. Believe that only He can save you. And believe that He will if you will ask Him to. But then receive Him. Salvation is a gift. Romans 6:23 says the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
es la vida eterna por medio de
Cristo. It was purchased with the blood of Christ and is offered to us for free.
Fue comprado por la sangre de Cristo y es ofrecido a nosotros por gratis.
How do I receive it, Brother Webb?
¿Cómo lo podemos recibir?
Romans 10, 9, 10, and verse 13 says,
Romanos 10, 9 y 13 dice,
that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus,
que si confesares con tu boca el Señor Jesús,
and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead,
y cree en tu corazón que Dios lo levantó de los muertos,
thou shalt be saved.
Serás salvo.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness,
con el corazón se cree para justicia,
and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Y con la boca se confiesa para la salvación.
For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Porque todo aquel que clama el nombre del Señor será salvo.
If you've never done that before, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6, 2, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
Si nunca has hecho esto, Segunda de Corintios dice, hoy es el tiempo aceptado, hoy es el día de la salvación.
If you've never done so before, you can come to God tonight and say, Lord, I am a sinner.
Si nunca lo has hecho antes, puedes venir a Dios esta noche y decir, soy un pecador.
And I'm sorry for my sin.
Y estoy arrepentido por mi pecado.
But I believe that Jesus died for me on the cross.
Pero creo que Cristo murió por mí en la cruz.
That he rose again from that grave.
Que resucitó de los muertos.
That only he can save me.
Que solo él me puede salvar.
So right now, God, I ask you to forgive my sin.
Entonces ahora Dios pido que perdones mi pecado.
Save my soul tonight.
Salves mi alma.
You say, preacher, if I prayed a prayer like that, God would hear and save me?
Y dice, predicador, si oro una oración así, Dios escucha y me salva.
Yes, Romans 10:13 said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Sí, Romanos 10:13 otra vez dice, cualquier que llama al nombre del Señor.
Luke said the gospel began previously with the provision of and a punishment of and a payment of the Savior for our sins.
Otra vez Lucas dice que el evangelio empieza con la provisión y el pago y el precio de un salvador.
But now notice the second thing about where the preaching of the gospel begins.
Pero ya noten otra cosa acerca de dónde empieza la predicación.
Luke said it began with a person.
Lucas dice que empieza con una persona.
The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach. The preaching of the gospel began with the coming of the Savior and the preaching of eternal life through Christ. I want you to notice that Luke said it was all that Jesus began to do and to teach.
Noten que Lucas dice que fue todo lo que Jesús comenzó a hablar.
The gospel begins with the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
El evangelio empieza con la persona del Señor Jesucristo.
But notice there's a third thing. He says the gospel, the preaching of the gospel began with the power.
Pero noten una tercera cosa, el evangelio empieza con el poder.
Notice verses 2 through 8.
Noten los versículos 2 al 8.
Go ahead and read those verses again.
Otra vez dice, hasta el día en que fue recibido arriba, después de haber dado mandamientos por el Espíritu Santo a los apóstoles que había escogido, a quienes también, después de haber padecido, se presentó vivo con muchas pruebas indubitables, apareciéndoseles durante 40 días y hablándoles acerca del reino de Dios. Y estando juntos, les mandó que no se fueran de Jerusalén, sino que esperasen la promesa del Padre, la cual les dijo, oísteis de mí. Porque Juan ciertamente bautizó con agua, mas vosotros seréis bautizados con el Espíritu Santo dentro de no muchos días. Entonces los que se habían reunido le preguntaron, diciendo, Señor, ¿restaurarás el reino de Israel a este tiempo? Y les dijo, no os toca a vosotros saber los tiempos o las sazones que el Padre puso su sola potestad, pero recibiréis poder cuando haya venido sobre vosotros el Espíritu Santo, y me seréis testigos en Jerusalén, en toda Judea, en Samaria y hasta lo último de la tierra.
What was the power that Christ used to accomplish his work in this world?
¿Qué fue el poder que Cristo usó para cumplir su trabajo aquí en este mundo?
It was the Holy Spirit.
Fue el Espíritu Santo.
It tells you in verse 2 that he had given instruction through the Holy Spirit to his disciples.
Versículo 2 dice que había dado mandamientos por medio del Espíritu Santo a sus discípulos.
We'll talk about this later this week, but Jesus Christ acted every minute of every day under the power of the Holy Spirit.
Vamos a hablar de eso luego en la semana, pero Cristo actuó cada momento de cada día vía bajo el poder del Espíritu.
He never did anything of his own self.
Nunca hizo nada de sí mismo.
He said, the works that I do not of myself.
Dijo, las obras que hago, no los hago por mí.
But he said, the Father that dwelleth in me, he does the work.
Pero el Padre que mora en mí, él hace la obra.
The Bible says that when he died on the cross, he even offered himself for our sins by the eternal Spirit.
La palabra dice, aun cuando murió en la cruz, él se ofreció a sí mismo por el Espíritu Eterno.
Why did Christ live that way?
¿Por qué Cristo vivió así?
Because he wanted us to understand that that's the only way you and I can live for him.
Porque quería que entendiéramos que esa es la única manera que tú y yo podemos vivir por él.
Think about it. When the disciples of Jesus had seen him crucified, buried, and then risen again, they knew the gospel.
Piénsalo, los discípulos habían visto a Cristo matado, muerto, enterrado y resucitado. Ellos sabían el Evangelio.
Yet in verse 4, it says that Jesus, when he was assembled with the disciples, told them not to go out and preach the gospel, but to wait until they were endued with power from on high.
En versículo 4, Jesús les dice que no fueran a predicar el Evangelio todavía, y esperar hasta que el Espíritu viniera con poder de arriba.
Too many of us as Christians say, well, I know the Bible says that we're to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Muchos de nosotros como cristianos decimos, bueno, yo sé que Dios me ha mandado a predicar el Evangelio a toda criatura.
But I can't do that.
Pero yo no puedo hacer eso.
God never said you could.
Dios nunca dijo que pudieras.
That's his job to do.
Eso es su trabajo.
That's by the power of his Spirit that we witness for him.
Eso es por el poder de su Espíritu que podemos
It's
hacer.
Only by the power of his Spirit that we're able to lead people
es
to Jesus Christ.
Es solamente por el poder de su Espíritu Santo que podemos guiar a otros.
The Lord knew we would look at the way he lived and say, well, that's easy for him. He was God. In human flesh.
El Señor sabía que íbamos a mirar a él y decir, oh, eso fue fácil para él. Él es Dios en la carne.
But in John chapter 20, Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, so send I you.
Juan 20 dice, como el Padre me envió a mí, dice Cristo, así yo envío a ustedes.
So in verse 8, he said, you will receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Dice, recibiréis poder después que el Espíritu Santo ha venido sobre ustedes.
I don't have the ability in myself to win people to Christ.
No tengo la habilidad en mí mismo para ganar personas a Cristo.
But God placed his Spirit within my heart when I trusted him as Savior, and it is his Spirit that will do that work.
Pero Dios puso su Espíritu en mi corazón.
Have you been perhaps at your workplace when the discussion of the death of someone came up? Maybe someone mentioned religion or churches. And the Holy Spirit of God said in your heart, now, now, now. Did you open your mouth and let him speak? Did you share the gospel at that time? Too many times when the Holy Spirit says, now, we say, no! We're too afraid. We don't think we can accomplish it. And yet the Bible says it is the Lord himself that will accomplish that in us and through us. I am the last person to walk up to a total stranger on the street and say, hi, I'm Barry Webb. Could I talk to you about Jesus? I'm a very shy person. You may not believe that when I'm preaching, but that's because God empowers where he calls. But do you talk to people like that, Brother Webb?
Pero tú hablas así a las personas, hermano Webb?
I do, but I allow the Holy Spirit of God to do the talking.
Sí, lo hago, pero dejo el Espíritu Santo hablar.
I can't do it myself.
Yo no lo puedo hacer.
But I know that he has divine appointments set for me day by day.
Yo sé que él tiene personas para que...
I got on an airplane headed for one of our mission trips.
It
was a small airplane with two seats on one side of the aisle and a single seat on the other. I put my luggage in the overhead compartment. I sat down in the aisle seat of the two. I wondered if I'd get to put the middle armrest up and spread out a little bit, or if someone else was going to sit in the window seat. About 15 minutes before the plane took off, a young woman came down the aisle and pointed at the window seat. I got up and helped her put her luggage in the overhead compartment. She scooted past me and sat down in the window seat.
Ella se sentó en su asiento.
I took my seat again at the aisle.
Yo
And we started to talk. She said, well, what do you do?
Ella me dijo, ¿qué haces?
I said, oh, I'm a preacher.
Soy predicador. She
said, really, what do you preach?
Dijo, ¿en verdad? ¿Qué prediques?
And the Holy Spirit said, now! She asked for it, amen. So I pulled out my pocket Bible and shared Christ with her. We weren't in the air 15 minutes before she bowed her head and asked Christ to come into her heart and save her. My wife and I were flying back from seeing our youngest daughter in San Diego just a year ago.
Un año atrás, su esposa y él estaban regresando de ver a su hija en San Diego.
We had to make connections in Philadelphia and then on to Baltimore, where we had left our truck.
Tenía que ir primero a Philadelphia, entonces a Baltimore.
And when we arrived in Baltimore, the flight was delayed and delayed longer until finally at 11:30 at night, they canceled the flight.
Y cuando estuvimos ahí en un lugar, se atrasó el vuelo.
There were no other flights going to Baltimore that night of any airline. I said to my wife, you know what? It's only about a two and a half hour drive from this airport to Baltimore. I said, let's get our luggage back and we'll go and rent a car and we'll drive it tonight. We really needed to get back to Baltimore that night. As we were waiting for our luggage, I saw another woman who was pacing the floor waiting for her luggage. She was a doctor. She had an important appointment the next day in Baltimore. She needed to get back there that night. She didn't know what she was going to do. I heard her talking to someone else about it. So I walked up and said, ma'am, I'm an evangelist, not a terrorist. And my wife and I are traveling to Baltimore as well, and we need to get there tonight too. I said, we're going to rent a car and I'm going to drive it. Now, if you would like to ride with us, you're more than welcome. You don't even have to pay us anything if you don't want to help with the rental costs. I'll try and get that out of the airline later. There's going to be an empty back seat. You might as well fill it. She went over and sat down with my wife. I guess she wanted to check and make sure we weren't terrorists. And our luggage finally came. We loaded it onto the shuttle and went to the rental car facility. We got everything into the car and we were getting ready to leave the rental car property. We were not even off of the rental car property before she leaned over the seat and said, so what's an evangelist? And the Holy Spirit said, no! And for that 2.5 hour drive, that woman continued to hang over the front seat while we shared Christ with her. We got to the airport in Baltimore and dropped her off in her car. And my wife and I looked at each other and said, we know why that flight got canceled. That's the work of the Holy Spirit of God. And if the Spirit of God can use my wife and I like that, He can use you like that as well. The gospel began previously. It began with a person of Jesus Christ. It began with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. It began with a purpose. What is the purpose of being empowered by the Holy Spirit of God? In verse 8, he said, you shall be witnesses unto me. Now, this is a difficult question. What does a witness do? Think about it. If you went to court and some witness was called, what would they be testifying about? What they have seen, what they've heard, what they know.
lo que sabe.
There isn't anybody in this room here who can't do that regarding the Lord Jesus Christ.
No hay ninguna persona aquí en ese cuarto que no puede hacer eso.
You don't have to be a theologian to be a witness for the Lord Jesus.
Un teólogo para ser un testigo para el Señor Jesucristo.
You can tell others what you know, what you've heard, and what you've seen of the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to learn the scriptures to be able to place in people's hearts.
Tienes que aprender las escrituras para ponerlo en los corazones.
Because the Bible says it is His word that will never return void unto Him.
Porque la palabra dice que su palabra que nunca retornará vacío.
We have the power within because of the Spirit of God.
Tenemos el poder dentro de nosotros por el Espíritu Santo.
And we can provide the person to God to use.
Y podemos proveer la persona a Dios para usar.
But we need to prepare this person with the Word of God so the Spirit of God can use.
Necesitamos preparar a esa persona por medio de la palabra de Dios para que el Espíritu Santo los pueda usar.
And then just tell folks what you know about salvation.
Entonces solamente compartir con otras personas.
Share Scripture. Give them the Word of God. And the Spirit of God will use that to draw them to Christ in His time. Would you notice that the gospel also began with a plan? Or you could say it was with a progression. Because He said, "You shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and then all Judea, and into Samaria and the uttermost part of the earth."
Porque dice que me seréis testigos aquí en Jerusalén y entonces en Judea, Samaria hasta el último de la tierra.
The Lord tells us that we need to begin with those closest around us.
El Señor nos dice que tenemos que empezar con los que están más cerca.
Start with your family.
Con tu familia.
Your friends.
Tus amigos.
Your co-workers.
Los que trabajan.
Your neighbors.
Tus vecinos.
And then go out from there to others as God leads you.
Y entonces puedes seguir de ahí a otros mientras que el Señor te guíe.
It begins previously. It begins with the person of Christ. It begins with the power of God. It begins with a purpose to be a witness. It begins with a plan to start local and go global with the message. And then notice tonight with me, it also began with a promise. Here were the disciples.
Aquí están los discípulos.
They had talked with Jesus.
Habían hablado con Jesús.
And as they did, He began to lift off the ground and disappear out of their presence into the cloud.
Y mientras hablaban con Cristo, empezó a levantarse y desaparecer en las nubes.
And they stood there looking up into the clouds.
Y se quedaron ahí mirando a las nubes.
They must have looked kind of silly to people who were bystanders.
Seguramente se miraban muy interesantes a los que
particularly those who may have come by after Jesus had disappeared into the clouds.
Especialmente los que pasaban cuando Jesús ya había
desaparecido. Here was this group of men standing flat foot on the ground, staring up into the clouds.
Porque había ese grupo de hombres solamente parados ahí mirando a las nubes.
The Bible tells us that two men in white apparel, I believe, were angels, came and said to them, "Hey, fellas, why are you standing here looking up into the clouds?"
Y la Biblia nos dice que dos hombres con vestidura blanca, que creo que son ángeles, vinieron a ellos y dijeron, ¿por qué están mirando a las nubes?
The same Jesus that was just taken up from you into heaven is going to come back like you've seen Him go into heaven.
El mismo Jesús que fue llevado al cielo va a regresar de la misma manera.
Don't stand around.
No se queden ahí parados.
There's work to be done.
Hay trabajo para hacer.
Because He's coming again.
Porque viene otra vez.
And I would challenge you tonight before we close.
Les reto esta noche antes de cerrar.
That God has provided His Word to us and the power of His Spirit to us.
Dios ha proveído su palabra y poder de su espíritu.
And He has sent every one of us who knows Him forth to be a witness for Him.
Y ha enviado a cada uno que le conoce como un testigo para
and
él.
He tells us we shouldn't put off our work.
Y nos dice que no debemos poner para otro tiempo el trabajo.
Because before we know it, He's coming back again.
Porque antes de saberlo, Él va a regresar.
Perhaps you've been sitting back this week and saying, "Well, I hope there'll be lost people who will come to the meetings and be saved."
A lo mejor tú solamente has estado sentado ahí diciendo, "Espero que hay perdidos que vienen para escuchar."
They won't come unless you invite them.
No van a venir si no les invitas.
And there are many who, even when invited, will not come.
Y a lo mejor muchos de los que invitamos no van a venir.
That's why you need to ask God to work in your heart and use you to go to them where they are.
Por eso tienes que pedir que el Señor obre tu corazón para ir a ellos donde estén.
And lead them to the Lord Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. This is what the Bible says in this book of Acts. The gospel begins with. Will you let the Spirit of God tonight begin to work through you to accomplish His will for your life? Let's bow for prayer. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. I wonder how many can lift your hand to say, you know for sure if you died today, you're already going to go to heaven.
Cabezas inclinadas, ojos cerrados. ¿Cuántos aquí pueden decir yo sé por 100% que yo iré al cielo cuando muera?
Amén.
Pueden levantar las manos. ¿Y usted está seguro que va a ir al cielo?
You may put them down. Is there anyone here tonight that would say, Brother Webb, I do not know that. I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. I'd love to pray for you if you just lift a hand. I don't see any hands lifted. Let me ask a third question. How many believers here tonight would say, Brother Webb, I haven't been the witness for God that He wants me to be, and I need to ask Him tonight to make me that witness for
Him? ¿Cuántos creyentes aquí dirán, yo no he sido el testigo que debo ser, yo quiero ser ese tipo de testigo?
Pray for me. Here's my hand.
Ore por mí. Aquí está mi mano.
Amen. I believe we all need to ask the Spirit of God to work through us to bring people to the Master. No better time than today to start. We have the opportunity in the last few meetings of this week, as we'll be preaching evangelistic messages, to bring those who need to hear them and come to Christ.
Tenemos la oportunidad en los últimos tres días, vamos a estar predicando mensajes evangelísticos para que haya otros escucharlo también.
Let's stand for a word of prayer in just a moment.
Vamos a ponernos de pie para orar en un momento.
If God's Spirit is speaking to your heart tonight and you need Him to make you an effective witness for Him, then as the pianist comes and plays a verse of an invitation song, I would encourage you to take time. Come to the altar, talk with Him, ask God for what you need.
Si el Señor está hablando tu corazón esta noche y quieres ser un testigo fiel para Él, ven aquí al altar para hablar con Dios.
Let Him have His way in your heart tonight.
Déjale tener su voluntad en su vida esta noche.
So as the pianist plays, I would encourage you, if God spoke to your heart tonight, why not come and ask for what you need?
Mientras que la pianista toca, ven adelante para orar a Dios y pedirle lo que necesitas.
Do you need to ask God for a boldness to go?
¿Necesitas orar a Dios por la valentía para ir?
Or for a burden to weep for the lost?
Para una carga, para llorar,
or for the knowledge of the Bible to plant in people's hearts,
para el conocimiento de la Biblia, para plantar en los corazones.
And simply come tonight and ask God for what it is you need. He'll not say no. He'll answer that prayer.
Él contestará esa oración.
And He'll use you just like He did His disciples.
Y Él te usará igual como usó sus discípulos.
Remember, the book of Luke was about all Jesus began to do and to teach. That means the book of Acts was about all that Jesus continued to do and to teach. In the Gospel of Luke, it was in a human body prepared for Him by the Father when He was born in Bethlehem.
Lucas fue un cuerpo carnal que había sido preparado para él en Belén.
In the book of Acts, it was now clothed upon by millions of believers who would put their faith and trust in Him.
Ahora, en vez de usar su propio cuerpo, usó miles de creyentes que iban a poner su
Will you let God use you tonight?
¿Dejará Dios usarte esta noche?
Come and ask what you need from God.
Ven a pedir lo que necesitas de Dios.
I did not see anybody say they did not know if they died they would go to heaven, but if you are not sure of that, I would encourage you to come and stand here at the front and we'll have someone pray with you.
No vi a ningún mano pidiendo salvación, pero si no estás seguro, ven aquí adelante, póngase de pie, hablar con el pastor y él puede mandar a alguien a hablar con usted.
God's Spirit is working in your heart. Do what He tells you.
El Espíritu está hablando a tu corazón. Haz lo que Él te dice.
And feel free to slip back to your seat once you've finished speaking with Him.
Y si has terminado de hablar con Él, puedes regresar.
I'm not going to draw on the invitation tonight. We want to try to get you done as close to 9 as we can.
No voy a alargar la invitación esta noche. Queremos que pueda regresar a las casas.
So I'll ask Pastor if he'd come and close our service tonight.
Pues el pastor vendrá para cerrar el servicio esta noche.
Nuestro Padre Celestial, gracias por la obra del Espíritu Santo en nuestras vidas esta noche. Padre, hay algunas personas aquí que seguramente no son salvos, no irán al cielo. Y te pedimos, Señor, que les ayudes a entender lo que la Biblia dice, arrepentirse de todo pecado y creer solo en Jesucristo para salvarlos, perdonarlos, invitar a Cristo para salvarlos y creer que Él entra en sus vidas. Y entonces presentarse para servirte. Pero Señor, te pedimos por los cristianos que están en el altar. Tú sabes lo que está en el corazón de cada uno. Cómo deseamos servirte. Deseamos invitar a otros. Deseamos hablar de Cristo a otros, pero como dijo el evangelista, somos muy tímidos, Señor, y te pedimos que nos ayudes, que vences nuestra timidez, Señor. Tú has dicho que no nos has dado espíritu de timidez o cobardía, sino de amor, del espíritu y dominio propio. Dependemos del poder del Espíritu Santo, Señor, para vencernos a nosotros, porque como tenías que vencer la lucha de Jacob contra ti cuando estaba luchando contigo durante toda la noche, así nosotros muchas veces luchamos en contra de ti cuando tú quieres que testifiquemos, cuando quieres que hagamos algo. Y así, Señor, ayúdanos no depender de nuestra fuerza, que siempre será tímido, pero ayúdanos, Señor, depender de tu Santo Espíritu, que siempre puede darnos poder y valor. Te pedimos, Señor, que tú nos llenes de tu Santo Espíritu, que nos uses. Otra vez, Señor, con cualquier que está aquí, y aunque cree que es salvo, si no es salvo de verdad, convéncele para buscarnos, para orar con ellos y mostrarles la Biblia, cómo pueden tener seguridad de que son salvos, de que irán al cielo en el momento de su muerte, cómo escaparán del fuego del infierno en, la muerte, en el momento de su muerte, y así estarán siempre con Cristo. Ayuda, Señor, que cada uno aquí acepte a Cristo con sinceridad, realidad, fe, para que Cristo pueda bendecir y salvarlos. En el nombre de Jesús te lo pedimos. Amén. Un alma dame, Dios, a mí, gánala por tu amor. En oración la llevaré a ti, mi Salvador. Amén. Señor, les bendiga grandemente. Déjame decir que aquí delante tengo unos tratados. Hay un Evangelio de Juan y Romanos con el estudio bíblico adentro de una página. Si usted quiere entender mejor la Biblia, puede llevar uno de esos, hacer el estudio en la casa y entender mejor el Evangelio. También hay un tratado de niños y uno que es el plan de salvación en forma de un puente, en dibujo de un puente. Para los miembros de la iglesia, si usted habla con alguien durante esta semana, puede recoger uno de estos aquí en la mesa y llevarlos detrás. Hay un par más que están en el pasillo allí, pero así puede regalarlo a la persona con quien usted habla. Así que, gratis por estar con nosotros. Los padres pueden buscar a sus hijos aquí detrás. Y el hermano Webb está detrás. Si usted quiere conseguir algún CD o algún DVD, Señor les bendiga grandemente.
Thank you. not get one?
Yeah, she got
one. Yeah, they're right here. There you go. Just try to get it out and see if you like one. Which color do you like? There you go. You're welcome. Have a good night. Amazing, sometimes you preach the sermon different times and not so many results. Another night, the Lord works. It's a blessing when He does work and the folks come forward and dedicate their lives to the Lord. Even when you have to cut out half of it because of the translation time. And that's the hardest thing. Did you say Brother Thomas might come one night?
No,
oh, okay. I was understanding something about maybe him coming in plan or something. I'm not going to be honest.
I said if he showed up.
If he shows
he's
up.
Coming, I tell him to bring his
phone. Oh, I say if he's.
Oh, you're talking about Thomas?
Yeah.
You probably should text him or something.
I heard you talking about if he came, and I didn't know if that meant he's going to come one night or if it just meant should he show up.
Did he say anything about coming?
No.
Because I don't think he's ever been here before. I'd love to see him. I've told him different times, hey, guys, drop in. Because even Antonio, especially, he's the main one that's Spanish speaking there.
Yeah.
I tell him all the time, drop over one night to see what our church is like. You know, but I think we've asked them, but they just haven't come directly. So. Yeah, I have. I've said, hey, come on over sometime. I talk to him individually. Well, no, more to Antonio, but for Thomas, you know, more than
it's hard to
I don't talk to Thomas nearly as much as Antonio, because he's the our sort of go-between.
We haven't had much traffic coming here,
I've
been.
Not much at all. I don't know which direction you're coming.
You know, you're coming from Oakley. If you're coming from Heritage, you won't have anything coming this direction. The traffic at night is from Concord to this direction. Oh, still on? No, okay.
Yeah.